Welcome back to the 312 show. I'm Zach Shoshua here with Ollie Katz. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about some news, and we're going to be doing a review on the show Tiger King. Ollie?
Yeah, once again, you know, a true public phenomenon, Tiger King. We're going to be debriefing it. Both of us are big fans of the show and have some pretty good opinions on that, as well as please stick around to the end. And we are going to be announcing our first ever giveaway of a $30 Amazon gift card. Zach, take it away with the news.
So I just got some news, found it on Instagram. The XFL suspended operations Friday morning and laid off nearly all of its staff. Multiple sources told Kevin Seifert and Field Yates. The league is currently has no plans to return in 2021. That is crazy.
Yeah. That is definitely hard to hear. It's definitely hard to hear. I actually, unpopular opinion, I was kind of a fan of the XFL. You know, I was a Dallas Renegades fan. Go Renegades. Yeah. And I kind of enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed the breath of fresh air, and I am a football fan, and I just liked watching more football, you know, outside of the fall and winter.
And I think it was the XFL was more than a football league. It was a great opportunity for people, for players that couldn't make it to the NFL. And I know one of the quarterbacks was getting a tryout with the Panthers. I forget his name, but it was fun. You know, it was cool. But, I mean, I didn't really think it would go along that well. And obviously the coronavirus thing, that didn't help it at all. Yeah. Next news, New York now has more coronavirus cases than any other country.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is definitely not a good thing to hear. But, you know, I think we're all in this together, you know? That's the bottom line. That's the only way we're going to get through this is together. And, you know, obviously New York has been deeply, deeply, you know, ravished by the coronavirus, but, you know, we're doing the best we can. Just got to keep moving. Got to keep staying inside. Got to keep washing your hands, and you got to just keep, you know, praying for those affected and doing whatever you personally can to benefit society.
Right. It's crazy that a city or a state can have more cases than any other country. It shows that I saw this cool video. It was a ping pong ball getting dropped on a bunch of rat traps next to each other that all had ping pong balls on it, and once you hit one, they all pop. And then they did it with the rat traps were all separated, and then you bounce the ball in it and it doesn't hit any of them. That just shows that the social distancing part of it's very, very effective. And if we just all practice social distancing, this thing will be over way sooner than if we don't. Something else I saw, the idea of the college football playoff and how it's four teams. So their contract is coming up, I think, in like they're halfway through their contract of the four teams in the college football playoff. Would you like to see an expansion of the college football playoff?
Absolutely, 100%. I feel very strongly on this. And as an Ohio State football fan, you know, in years past, we have been bounced from the college football playoff for losing one game, where there's other teams who have also lost once and have gotten in. And I think that it is only fair to expand it to an 8-game tournament. However, there will be some sort of bye for the first seed. That's what I think should happen.
Yeah, and I think other teams are deserving of making it to the
Absolutely.
College football playoff.
And it'd also just be so much more entertaining. The college football, you know, the NCAA, I should say, would be making so much more money off of this by expanding it. And I think there is no there only benefits can come from expanding the college football playoff. And you know, whether that's from a fan standpoint or the NCAA, I think they should 100% do it, and I think they will end up doing it.
Yeah, not only the money side, it's just, I know some of these teams are not at the level of like the LSUs and the Ohio States. But, you know, why not give them a chance? Why not make it
exactly 64
fun,
teams
like college basketball?
64 teams make the college basketball thing, and you never know. You know, there you see all these Cinderella stories, you know, and I think that could very well be something close to something with the college football playoff.
I think it's hard in general, the whole rankings thing, because you got strength of schedule, because they're not all playing the same teams. Because we all know that Clemson, they're in the ACC, not very competitive in football. They're getting to it, but not very competitive. Although Clemson's a great team, it's just where's the strength of schedule? And then you got teams like Alabama, who also don't have a great strength of schedule until the end of the year. And then, I mean, I think they got to expand it. I don't know why they wouldn't. More money. They make it kind of like a March Madness thing. You know, every team has a shot.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, let's move on to what you've all been waiting for, our debrief of the social phenomenon, Tiger King. Okay?
I'm excited for this one.
I was a big fan of the show. A lot of people, from the feedback I've heard of it, a lot of people were definitely interested in it, but did not necessarily like it. I, on the other hand, was both. I was captivated and very, 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 and I enjoyed it very, very much. What about you?
First off, for those of you who don't know, Tiger King is a 7-episode true crime documentary series centered on Joe Exotic, who is an infamous collector of giant cats. So giant cats is in tigers and lions, and he kept them in a zoo in Oklahoma. And the show starts off with this plot of this animal rights activist, Carol Baskin, accusing him of abusing animals.
Quote unquote animal rights activist. She was actually doing nothing better for the animals. You know, she was all, oh my God, these animals should be cage free. When in reality, she was running her own animal sanctuary, quote unquote, which was actually just a zoo for her to make money off of instead of releasing these animals who should be in the wild.
Yeah, so the show starts off with that little conflict. You get into, like, Joe's life, and then it gets crazy. I mean, the plot, should we spoil it? I don't know.
I think we should do some minor spoilers. I assume most of you have seen it. If not, pause the video right now and go watch it and then pick this back up. But it is, I think you will really enjoy it.
So, Joe Exotic breeds these tigers, and they're, like, playing with them, and he's got this whole staff, and he is accused of abusing the animals. And, Carol Baskin, the show is about the feud between them two, Joe Exotic. You can see it in his last name. The dude's an exotic character. He runs for president in the show. He runs for governor. I mean, he's a recording artist. His songs are hilarious.
Here's the thing, okay? I think the show, on a grand scheme of things, I think the show was excellently made, okay? I think they did a perfect job of, you know, developing Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin's conflict, as well as giving some other, you know, inside things, not to obviously Joe Exotic's, you know, polygamous lifestyle. Obviously, you know, as a homosexual, he engaged in, I think it was 3 marriages at once. And I was looking up this fact. Joe Exotic had another husband that goes by the name of J.C. Oh, wait. Yeah, his name is J.C. Hartpence. And he was Joe Exotic's husband prior to John Finlay, the guy with the fucked up teeth. Who has since gotten replacements that look very good, and he looks like a new man. Yeah. So I guess, you know, obviously this kind of makes these people look horrible, but I guess he's, you know, not totally finding the worst in this. But a moment that really stuck out to me, and I think is heavily debatable, is what did Carol Baskin do with her late husband?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think this is the question.
I think we should stop there, because I think we should allow them to watch that whole thing and formulate an opinion. But I mean, that was crazy.
What do you think about it?
I mean, I think she did it. She's psycho.
She 100% killed her husband. She's psycho. And she did not only kill her husband, but she either fed him to the tigers or he's under the septic tank right now. 100%.
Yeah, or she put her. Yeah, she put him in the meat grinder.
There is 100%. No way. There is no way he's alive. There is no way that husband is alive, and there is no way that he escaped to Costa Rica. There's no way.
No.
And the fact of the matter is, I personally have talked to a few lawyers about this, and they did a whole segment about how Carol Baskin's husband, who is deceased, in his will, said, "In my event of death disappearance, okay?
Disappearance, yeah.
Lawyers have never seen that, and they had one in the show. He has never seen that wording in a will before, and personally, I've talked to lawyers, and they have never seen that either, and I think that is just a telltale, you know? And I think that is obviously one of the biggest, you know, plot lines in the story, and in the show.
Yeah, and that was Joe's main argue point. And so in 2011, Baskin sued Joe Exotic for trademark infringement because Joe Exotic started this. He started a new website where he would put out his videos. And he called it something that was like the name Big Cat Rescue, which was Carol Baskin's company.
And they had like
and,
a sand
and
logo.
Carol Baskin had more resources because she had the money from her late husband, and she won a $1 million settlement. And that put Joe Exotic into bankruptcy. And then this is when it really gets crazy. A man goes by Jeff Lowe, supposedly a millionaire, comes in to the rescue and saves Joe's zoo, I guess, and they take over as partners. Ollie, you want to do the rest?
Yeah, here's the thing, okay? Joe Exotic, previously to that, was a phenomenon, okay? He was selling exotic animals to Michael Jackson, Shaq, Mike Tyson. His animals were in every single rap music video, and they kind of still are, obviously, But Joe Exotic is, in a way, very smart. You know, obviously Jeff Lowe is much smarter than him, and he did a great job of, you know, just running him into the ground, you know, for his own benefit. But I think that Joe Exotic, you know, as horrible of a human being as he is, you know, is kind of smart.
He's got the crazy in him, but I mean I feel that he has good intentions. It just got to a point where he had a breakdown. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but a lot of stuff happened to him in the show. And he just had a breakdown and he couldn't do it anymore.
So
he went to drastic measures to make money.
Here's the thing about Jeff Lowe's character. When Jeff Lowe is introduced, Joe Exotic is the protagonist of the show. Say what you want, but he is. And Jeff Lowe embodies the perfect antagonist for the show, and I think his character is so genius from a standpoint of developing the story. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think his character was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
And it really moved the story along, and I think that him and Joe's relationship was hilarious to watch because he just reads him like a book, okay? And I'm excited to see, you know, a season two.
Yeah, they're coming out with I think they're coming out with another thing about the story. Yeah, so Jeff Lowe ended up being the bad guy. He was a fraud, basically. And you know, the whole thing, Joe, you see it in the first episode, Joe ends up going to jail. I don't want to spoil what for, but he ended up going to jail because he just didn't have the money that Carol Baskin did. And I think that kind of points to something now, like law comes down to the money you have and not about who's actually right in the case.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, Carol Baskin, when she did kill her husband, you know, just wanted him for his money. He was obviously, you know, a very wealthy man prior to marrying her. you know, and so I think that Carole Baskin is kind of smart in that sense, obviously trying to run other people into the ground for her benefit. But I just think that this show is quite honestly amazing. It's so bizarre. Like, these people are screwed up in the head, okay? These people are not normal. Would you agree?
No, it's a whole different world.
They have personal relationships. Obviously, Joe Exotic has personal relationships with many men at the same time. He's a polygamous marriage. But they have personal relationships with animals, okay? And that in and of itself is pretty screwed up. Obviously, you can be attached to an animal, a domestic animal, but a tiger or a bear or a lion or a liger, you know, to have those in and of themselves is, you know, kind of atrocious. But then to, like, keep them in a cage for your own benefit to make money off of them when they should be living in the wild is insane.
The problem was is that they euthanized them when they became too big and too old to make money off of. Because the baby tigers were the only ones that they could use.
Oh, yeah, they did the petting zoos and whatnot.
They said in the episode, what was it, $10,000 for each tiger to feed them a year?
Or for a month or something like that?
But yeah, more.
Something crazy. But yeah,
and
it doesn't surprise
me. You gotta get rid of them somehow.
Then it comes into the storyline of Joe Exotic shooting a tiger, okay? That whole episode when they're investigating whether or not he shot the tiger was insane. Of course he 100% did it, okay? We saw when...
He admitted it.
When he was being attacked by one of his tigers, he, like, pulled out a gun and shot him. He started whipping him with a crutch. Like... He is just not a good person, and it's really funny to watch. Obviously, it's actually kind of sad and disturbing. Like, these people are very disturbed human beings. And I'll pull up this statistic in a second, but what are your thoughts while I do this? What are your thoughts on...
Is this the tiger statistic where
there
are more tigers in America in zoos?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get the exact number because it is mind-blowing. But talk to me a little bit about... evaluating all the people in the show's, you know, mental standpoint.
You know, I think so. They came out after the show was released and they all hated the way they were portrayed. They all hated it. And I mean, like, Doc Antle, the dude with like 7 wives. I mean, he hated the way he was portrayed. I mean, how do you hate that you were putting out everything that you had that many wives and that you were living that lifestyle? I don't know. I think I don't think they were going to be happy the way they're portrayed because a lot of the portrayal was bad. I don't think there was really a good guy besides the guy that was making the show. The guy that was filming.
Here it is.
The narrator.
5,000 to 10,000 tigers live in captivity in the United States and fewer than 4,000 tigers remain in the wild.
That's crazy.
How about that? That is just a testament, you know, to you know, the cruelty that these animals experience in Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin and, you know, Doc Antle's, you know, systems, you know, and they do it for their own benefit when in reality these tigers are, you know, depressed, you know. There was a segment... where I think
the
it was
baboons.
Doc, he said, oh, a tiger can't become depressed. Yes, they can. Living in a cage all day, they can go insane. Okay? This is nowhere near the proper conditions for a wild animal of that size and of that magnitude to be. Okay? That's number one. Number two is that these zoos haven't fully been run into the ground yet. The GW Zoo is sort of still open. You know, Lowe took it over and renamed it, obviously, the Greater Wynwood Animal Park after Exotic left. But he still has fewer... He has further plans to separate it from the scandal and open a new location and take all his Tigers and keep on the operation. And I think that they will be receiving more and more business because of this mainstream, you know, show. You know, and I'm really excited to see the Aftermath episode coming out on April 12th, 2 days from when this episode is released. So if you haven't seen the show, go binge it, and then, you know, you'll be ready just in time for the Aftermath. Personally, I watched it, you know, right as it came out, and I watched it in less than 24 hours, and I was super into it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just crazy, you know.
Going back to what you said about the feelings of animals, so I don't remember if it was Joe. I think it was Joe Exotic, but he had two monkeys, and they were kept apart in cages, and they would always look at each other and, like, communicate. And then he finally let them out, and they just hugged each other, and they wouldn't separate. And then they
and he that just that shows that, like,
these animals don't, these animals need to interact. And he kept those animals apart for so long.
Another interesting fact is that Dylan Passage, Joe's newest husband, who is age 24, is still married to the 57-year-old Joe Exotic, despite obviously, you know, Exotic still being imprisoned. But it's just crazy, you know? This kid is a mental, too. Like, not only is he married to this horrible person, but even he's in prison and he still can support the marriage, you know? I think the show really just comments on, you know, human nature and how some people are so mentally disturbed that they can actually personally benefit from these horrible things.
Yeah, and I think what shows that they're crazy, like, they would, Joe Exotic would, like, do his shows and say, like, oh, if Carol Baskin ever comes here, I'm going to shoot her and stuff like that. You know, like, he seemed pretty serious.
He paid the guy to murder her.
Yeah.
Which was pretty crazy. That was
the only reason why Jeff Lowe got out of it was because he became a confidential informant.
Yep. He sucked up to the cops.
Both of them.
He sucked
even
up
the guy
to the
who was going
to
go murder her. Even the guy that was going to go murder her.
Yep. And they all That's turned crazy. On Joe. They all just turned on a dime. Here's my last take on this, okay? What I thought above everything else was so interesting was the legality side of it. There is such a big gray area on whether or not what they're doing is legal or illegal because it is so under-discovered. You know, you see, you know, these foundations like the Big Cat Act and whatnot that they talk about, but it still hasn't been passed yet, you know? And so, therefore, leaving a gray area and a very, 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 you know, you can't really imprison these people for what they're doing yet, you know?
Yeah, the Big Cat Act, I'm looking that up right now. It was not passed, right? They said at the end of the show. So this bill revises requirements governing the trade of big cats. Specifically, it revises restrictions on the possession and exhibition of big cats, including to restrict direct contact between the public and big cats. So I think the reason why this hasn't been passed is because the government benefits from this. They simply benefit from it. The more people, like, the more the zookeepers make money, the more the government makes money.
Could be that, and it also just could be that, you know, you can't really incriminate for someone for this because you can't prove what's bad about it. And even the big cat, I don't think, couldn't really do that in and of itself. You know?
It's a fascinating topic.
Fascinating, and I'm really excited to see the aftermath. And there has been news coming out that there, first of all, might be a season 2. And second of all, here, let me find this really quick. Oh, yeah, a miniseries starring Kate McKinnon as Carol Baskin is being made. And so I, as a Tiger King fan, I'm very much looking forward to that one.
What was that? Sorry?
A miniseries starring Kate McKinnon is being made, and she's set to star as Carol Baskin in a scripted series. So that's going to be very interesting. Yeah, I just think it's really – I couldn't have came out at a better time. You know, obviously with this whole quarantine, people – everyone's yeah. watching it. And, you know, everyone's, you know, taken to social media as a medium for it. But I just think it was well made, released perfectly, and insanely captivating. What are your closing thoughts?
Yeah, I finished it very fast. I thought it was great. I mean, they really made Carol Baskin out to be the enemy. I mean, I'm seeing people now, like when they were posting memes about it, like everyone was saying like crap about Carol Baskin. And I think it's a show where like everyone can have an opinion, and I think it really tied in.
They did an amazing job.
It was very
yeah, I agree with that. They did an amazing job making Joe Exotic, a horrible person, the protagonist. And I think that was one of the most interesting things I've seen in a while. You know, making a horrible person likable like that, kind of.
Yeah.
Or at least sideable with, you know, like people
yeah.
above all are siding with Joe Exotic more than anyone in the show.
I mean, you felt the sympathy for the guy.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%.
I mean, because I still can't believe the whole Carol Baskin thing. I mean, she was clearly running an 100%. Operation where animals were in cages. 100%. Joe Exotic went there and took video of it.
100%.
That the animals were in cages and that they were exploiting them and exhibiting them.
Say the least, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's amazing. And now the moment everybody's been waiting for. We're going to steer away from Tiger King. And switch gears over to our first ever giveaway.
First of many.
You know, here at the 312 Show, we're all about just engaging the fans, you know, and make sure everybody who's a listener and a supporter is just captivated, because we really are appreciative of all you guys. And I think, you know, a way that we thought we could give back to, you know, our supporters is a giveaway. You know, you guys are really being supportive. We are, you know, our followers on Instagram are really going up, and you guys are really showing a lot of love on there, and we are really appreciative. We are currently sitting at 125 followers in, like, what, 10 days?
Yeah, something like that. And it's all the fans.
All
like,
positive
all the reposting,
feedback.
All the tags help so much, and it's really awesome.
So we decided to, you know, give back to the 312 Show community by doing a $30 Amazon gift card giveaway. Without further ado, I'm going to announce the winner. Thank you all for entering. Before I announce the winner, please, please, please do not be discouraged if you do not win, as there will be many, many more giveaways to come. And now, without further ado, the winner of the first ever The 312 Show giveaway of a $30 Amazon gift card is Corbin Klein. Corbin, you can redeem your win by DMing us on Instagram, and we will get that $30 Amazon card to you as soon as you reach out to us. Congratulations. You're a winner. You know, there will be many more. Thank you to all who entered. How many entries did we have? Let me check really quick. We had a total of 50 entries. That is, we are extremely happy with that, and we are very grateful to all who entered. Thank you so much. Please continue to enter, as we will be doing many future giveaways. Thank you all so much for watching. Yep. We really had fun debriefing Tiger King, and we hope you guys enjoyed listening. Thank you all so much. We hope you enjoyed. This was the 312 Show. Come on.